You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
And now a word from our sponsor, Netskope. Netskope is a worldwide leader in SASE and Zero Trust. Its unified platform, Netskope One, provides optimized access and Zero Trust security for people, devices, and data anywhere they go, helping customers reduce risk, accelerate performance, and get unrivaled visibility into any cloud, web, and private application activity. To learn more about how Netskope helps customers be ready for anything on their SASE journey, visit netskope.com.
The word is passkey. Spelled pass as in to go by, and key as in a unique token designed to open a specific barrier. Definition: a passwordless authentication protocol based on the FIDO2 standard. Example sentence: passkeys are a replacement for passwords that provide faster, easier, and more secure sign-ins to websites and apps across a user's devices. Origin and context. The late, great MIT computer science professor, Dr. Fernando Corbeto, created the first digital password system in 1961. He needed a way to allow multiple users to access a shared computer and to restrict the amount of time each student can use in a single setting. He created a system where each user had their own unique password to access their resources on the mainframe. Almost immediately, one of his grad students worked out how to steal all the passwords on the system to gain more computer time. Amazingly, 60 years later, the password is still the predominant method used to identify people on the internet, despite the obvious limitations to the technology and the continuous list of examples from the very beginning of bad guys exploiting the architecture. In recent years, there has been a growing movement to replace passwords with something more secure, spearheaded by the FIDO Alliance. FIDO stands for Fast Identity Online and is a nonprofit that consists of over 250 vendors who have a vested interest in getting this right, like Google, Microsoft, Apple, and many others. In 2021, the Alliance published the FIDO2 standard, which defines a set of protocols for passwordless authentication. Passkeys are based on the FIDO2 standard and use public key encryption to be more secure than passwords, but also easier to use by the general public. That means that the user creates a key pair, a public key to be stored by a vendor somewhere, and a private key stored on a device like a mobile phone or a laptop. On Apple systems, the passkey is stored in the encrypted iCloud keychain. On Microsoft systems, it's stored in the credential manager. When users need to log into their Google account, let's say, instead of a human trying to remember the password, the FIDO2 standard allows the vendor to check the user's public key against the private key stored on the device. With that setup, passkeys are more secure than the user ID password pairs, email verification, and SMS verification systems because there are no tokens that a bad guy can steal from the victim through various phishing techniques. They are more easy to use than the cumbersome authenticator soft token and push authentication methods currently in use today. In that regard, passkeys are probably a better option for run-of-the-mill daily internet transactions. But if your needs are highly sensitive, UTF tokens, universal second factor tokens like YubiKeys, are still the most secure. Nerd reference. On the All Things Secured YouTube channel in 2023, Josh Summers outlined his understanding of how to use passkeys to log in to his Google accounts.
passkeys are only available for personal Google accounts, not paid workspace accounts. But the value of the passkey for the average internet user is that passkeys make it much harder for you to grant access to your account to bad actors. I mean, it's possible to scam someone into sharing their username and password, but I can't share my passkey. And since it only works with the website or app that created it, I, as the user, no longer have to worry about whether I'm visiting a genuine website or a phishing site.
We're privileged that N2K and podcasts like WordNotes are part of the daily intelligence routine of many of the most influential leaders and operators in the public and private sector, as well as the critical security teams supporting the Fortune 500 and many of the world's preeminent intelligence and law enforcement agencies. N2K Strategic Workforce Intelligence optimizes the value of your biggest investment, people. We make you smarter about your team while making your team smarter. Learn more at n2k.com. WordNotes is written by Tim Nodar, executive produced by Peter Kilpie, and edited by John Petrick and me, Rick Howard. The mix, sound design, and original music have all been crafted by the ridiculously talented Elliot Peltzman. Thanks for listening.
And now, a word from our sponsor, SixthSense. SixthSense provides award-winning cloud-based automated endpoint and vulnerability management solutions to streamline IT and security operations. With its advanced platform, businesses gain complete visibility and control over their infrastructure, reducing IT and security risks and optimizing operational efficiency. With SixthSense, you'll get real-time alerts, risk-based vulnerability prioritization and remediations, and an intuitive automation and orchestration engine so you can focus on your core business goals, confident in the knowledge that your enterprise is secure, compliant, and running smoothly. To learn why enterprises choose SixthSense, visit SixthSense.com.